see if they need any shots for it. So people don't hardly ever get it now.
Crew.
Now it's not crew. I think it's a little bit different from that. I know that cows can get it. And I've seen a calf that had it. He was all foaming at the mouth.
Oh.
And you just choke. You get these blisters on the inside of your throat and you couldn't swallow.
Let's see, what did they call that years ago?
It's dip.
Diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
Diphtheria, I believe, is what they called it.
Okay.
But it's a congestion in your in your chest and in your lungs.
Yeah.
And I believe they call that diphtheria.
Okay.
When I was a boy growing up.
Okay.
Now I guess they got a different name for it.
Yeah. I just heard diphtheria. Okay, this is a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice. Yellow jaundice.
Okay.
I've heard a talk about it. I never had it, but I've heard people talk about yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say that you've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you say you had the?
An upset stomach.
Okay, but it came back up. You
vomit.
Okay.
That's the word to use. I had to vomit.
Okay. What other words?
Throw up. Okay. Say, I had to throw up or I had to vomit. Old people said, well, that child's sick. They've got to get out of here where they can throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the real word or answer to that was vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about any crude ways of saying it? Is throw up nicer? Is vomit nicer than throw up?
Well, yeah, I guess it is.
What about something much worse than
that? Oh, they say puke. That a word that old people use that. Instead of say throw up or vomit, they say, yeah, that kid's got to get out of here to puke. And that is a slang word for vomit. Puke.
Okay, you say the person vomited, you'd say that he was sick. Where?
Sick at his stomach.
Huh?
Sick at his stomach.
Okay. Say you've got some exciting news and after you heard the news, you went across the street and told your neighbor. And someone asked you why you went across the street, you'd say, I went over there.
I went over there to tell so-and-so about what had happened.
Okay. Say, if you thought something, you thought somebody was going to do something, or you thought something was going to happen, but you weren't positive about it, you'd say, I think this is what's going to happen, but I'm not.
I'm not sure, or I'm in doubt.
Okay. Would you ever say, I'm not for sure?
I'm not just real sure about this, or I'm in doubt about it.
Or if you were certain, you'd say, well, I knew that.
Yeah. If you're certain, I'd say, well, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that beforehand.
Okay.
I was satisfied with that.
Would you say, I knew that for sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd say, I knew that for sure.
Okay. But you wouldn't say, I'm for sure.
No.
Okay.
See, I knew that for sure is going to work out that way ahead of time, or something to that effect.
Okay. And if you invited someone to come and see you, you'd say, now if he doesn't come, I'd be disappointed.